Please say hello to, of course, Mark Valdez. Good morning. Or is it Valdez?
It's Valdez.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you, John?
What part? Good. What part of the state are you in right now, Mark?
I'm in Sacramento.
Very good. So you don't have, you know, you just move right into the mansion and it saves the state some moving money.
Exactly. I can just turn left on L Street instead of turning left on I to go to work. It's very easy.
Nice transition. You're an anti-Prop 13 guy. And tell us why that is. That would be the property tax bill, of course.
Exactly. Yes, I think a lot of our budget problems are have been caused by Proposition 13. We rely too much on income tax, not enough on property tax for the state's income, and because of the progressive taxation, we rely on the taxes of just a few thousand rich people. And when their incomes went south with the dot-com crash, we lost a big portion of our income for the state.
Well, explain Prop 13 for maybe people who don't know. It limits the raises on property taxes as, until the house is sold, correct?
That's correct.
Once it's sold, it resets and it can go as high as whatever it is.
Sure. And okay. And if you bought your house before 1978,
right,
you're doing very well. You have very low property tax rates. If you bought it after 1978, then your property taxes are much higher. And I think it's inequitable. It's unfair that that should be the case.
So you don't want to raise the post-78. You just want to get some of the pre-78ers to kick in with their fair share.
Yes, but also with mechanisms to keep property taxes from rising out of sight the way that they did in the mid-70s.
Right.
The idea isn't to force people out of their homes because, you know that you're old, you have a pension, you can't afford big property taxes. The idea is to make it fairer.
Yeah, because there was a real problem. People couldn't pay their property taxes back in the late 60s, and people were losing their homes over it.
Exactly, and we don't want that.
Okay.
That's not the goal. The goal is to stabilize the state's income, diversify it, and make it more stable so people can plan.
Where would you place your political ideology, Mark? Conservative, liberal, moderate, libertarian?
I am a moderate liberal.
Moderate liberal. Hmm. A centrist.
Yes, I'm not so far out on the wing as some of the folks.
So who would you, if you don't win, who would you like to see in the governor's chair next?
Oh, there's a number of fine people among the group of candidates running. Even though she's a Republican, I like Cheryl Blychester. She's good. Ken Hamidi.
Okay, but wait. Somebody who actually has a shot at it. I mean, of the major leading candidates.
I really think that you should vote for one of the minor candidates. The bigger the margins that the major candidates have, the less responsive they are to voter concerns. In the late 40s in Texas, LBJ was the most responsive congressman in Texas because he had won by the smallest margin.
No mandate.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to get the
pork home for the folks in Texas. By 1964, he could march into Vietnam, and there we were.
What is your experience in politics, Mark?
I have no experience in politics. I'm a scientist by education and engineer by trade. I do air quality modeling for a company called Sierra Research in downtown Sacramento.
Do you eat steak? If so, what cut and how is it prepared?
I eat T-bone steak.
Yeah, attaboy.
I like it well done and with mushroom sauce.
Well, mushroom sauce.
We're up and down. We're all
get
over
it more
that.
Medium. Get it more like your, you know, your political bent. More in medium.
Centrist.
Moderate.
I'm a carnivore at heart. That's me.
Good for you.
Cool red center.
What is your marital and financial status?
Marital status, single. I kind of like this recall thing because it's a babe magnet.
Yeah, boy. Eating T-bones and got ladies running around the mansion.
The only trouble is it's all my ex-girlfriends. So it's sort of a mixed blessing.
Well, it's another sex party with Valdez, Governor Valdez, tonight over at...
Yeah.
I'm afraid he's going to show up, but... Yes.
So take 60 seconds and tell us your platform and goals as governor of the state of California, Mark Valdez.
Oh, I think we need to get the bureaucrats out of education. I think we harass teachers too much with various testing that's handed down from the bureaucrats in Sacramento. I think maybe standards-based testing is okay, but the rest of it they can forget. I think we need to devolve some of the state powers to localities, to the counties. The state just has too much power, and it's sucking up all the income. And some of these localities have just as many people as small states. And so we need to hand back that income. The state's taken on too much in many ways. On environmental things, I think we need to focus governmental energy in air quality. For example, we need to drop the ZEV mandate going for electric vehicles, and we need to start looking more at hybrids. Petroleum isn't going to go away as a fuel in any of our lifetimes.
Good, because I have oil stock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
And I talked about Prop 13. I have a number of other issues. I have a website.
Give us that.
MarkValdezCalGov.blogspot.com.
Good.
I'll remember that one. All right, we'll write that down.
Yeah.
Oh, you can also do a Google search just on Mark, M-E-R-C, Valdez, and it just pops right up.
Beautiful.
Great. Okay. Mark, thanks for being with us. Nice job, and best of luck to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mark Valdez for governor, everybody. The John London Not Just Sports Show continues with the news with Renee, and Gary Allen's got your business news. The hot chick is Anastasia.
Yes.
Or Anastasia.
Yeah. Who's she?
That's the girl in the Dr. Pepper commercial.
Techno artist, I don't know.
She's actually American. Yeah. No, she's like a pop star, and she doesn't have much support here in America, but she's
growing.
Huge in Europe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get some support on Google right now.
Is it Anastasia or Anastasia?
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Mm-hmm. Very nice. She looks good in a bowling alley. What does she look like in a control room at a talk radio show?
She's the one who botched the national anthem a few months ago.
Well, bygones be bygones.
Happens.